Star Wars 7x7, episode 3570. Today we're doing our deep dive episode related to Juggernaut. That is episode 12 from season 3 of The Bad Patch. And I mentioned the fact that we had gone 3 episodes in a row now without any giant creatures, and it got me thinking about not just that, but also the fact that we've also gotten something rather remarkable from the Bad Batch in terms of new geography, new planets that we've gone to over the course of the series. And so I wanted to take a moment to have a look at that. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you too to the patrons, especially, who help support the creation and production of this show on a daily basis with their help at patreon.com/SW7X7. So today is our deep dive episode related to Juggernaut. That's season 3, episode 12 of The Bad Batch. I noted previously that we are now 3 episodes in a row without a giant creature or a group of creatures showing up in an episode, so that actually puts us, I updated the numbers, 21 out of 44 episodes. It's now less than half, actually. I'm kind of surprised that we dipped there, but that's what's going on. But it inspired me to consider something, the fact that we went to this new planet Erebus, and it turns out that we've actually gone to almost as many new planets in the Bad Batch series as we have seen giant creature attacks happening. But this is something that's actually come on more in the second and third seasons of the Bad Batch. We didn't really go to a lot of new places in the first season, and I do kind of wonder if that was just a matter of, hey, let's get everybody acclimatized to the idea of the Bad Batch. And so we spent a lot of time on Kamino and Ord Mantell and Coruscant and Corellia and Bracca, you know, places like that. But we did get to go to a couple of new places, like Borovio, for example, which is a planet where the Kaminoans had a secret and decommissioned cloning facility. And then we also got to go to the planet Darrow, where the Empire had a secret training facility set up to convert their armed forces from the clones to the conscripted soldiers. That's in that episode, War Mantle, where Gregor gets rescued but Hunter gets captured. Then the galaxy starts to open up for us in season 2 of The Bad Batch. It starts off on that tropical planet with giant crabs that were running around. That planet is called Ina Bonny? Yeah, that shows up in the beginning of the season. Then they go to Desix. That's the planet that Crosshair and Cody visit. And not long after that, Cody disappears and defects from the Empire. Then there's the planet Serolonis that arrived in episode 4 from season 2, Faster, where Tech has to race to cover some of Sid's gambling situations. Following that, it's Scar and Nall. That's when the Bad Batch goes on their first job with Fee Genoa. Then we have Ipsodon. That's where Sid sent the Bad Batch to for the old and mostly tapped out mine that she had bought. Scylla is the planet where that transport with the Zillow Beast crashed. And then we have Barton 4, of course, which is the scene of that tremendous episode, The Outpost, and then also The Return from season 3. And then, of course, we have Pabu, which was Fee Genoa's home and the Bad Batch's adopted home until they were discovered there. And in season 3, we're on a pace to kind of match what we did in season 2. We start out Cetron, that's the planet where Dr. Hemlock had previously had a facility, but then all those crazy vines took over the place and they had to abandon it. Then we had Lao, that's the planet that Crosshair and Omega crash landed on after their escape from Tantus. Then we got 2 planets actually in the Bad Territory episode with Fennec Shand. One of them was Surya, that's the planet where the space station was orbiting, where the Bad Batch first met up with Fennec Shand. And then later in that episode, Velo is the name of the planet where they actually found the guy that Fennec Shand was hunting down. Carad is the planet that showed up in Identity Crisis. That's where Cad Bane found the baby with the M-Count Force abilities. And then finally, so far, we have Erebus. That's the moon where the Imperials have a mining operation and are sending prisoners to labor camps there, and where Admiral Rampart was found. Vice Admiral Rampart, I guess I should say. Those are all the places that are brand spanking new planets that were introduced for the first time in The Bad Batch that hadn't been mentioned anywhere else. And so it's their first time, not just on screen, but anywhere. There were a couple of cases where moons showed up, like, for example, the first moon of Ryloth that showed up in season one, and then again in season three, where Crosshair and Omega rendezvoused with the rest of the Bad Batch. I don't know if you want to count moons necessarily. And then there's also the moon where the spaceport was that Fijinoa settled down on and got her ship broken into in Point of No Return at the beginning of that episode. That moon has not been given a name or associated with a planet just yet. If you do throw them in, then that's 18 new worlds that we get to see in the Bad Batch out of 44 episodes. I mean, that's pretty significant. And then if you wanted to, you could also add a couple of planets where they've been mentioned in other media, but this is the first time that it's gotten to something resembling video. So if you want to say movies, live action, and animation, right? Like, that would be sort of a next step up. Wayland, for example, actually appeared in a hologram in Vader Immortal, so it's already been depicted in one place, so you can't quite count it for this. There's a mention of a planet called Idaflor, where the Bad Batch is considering hiding out there because it's supposed to be abandoned and out of the way and whatnot, and there's no, you know, life or sentient life on the planet. And that seemed to be the first mention of it in the Bad Batch, so they never went there, but it actually shows up on the galaxy map that Lucasfilm produced as a promotional item in advance of the release of Star Wars Timelines. So that was actually its first mention, and then it just happened to get a plug inside a Bad Batch episode. And then there's Eriadu, which is Governor Tarkin's home planet. That got mentioned in the Tarkin novel, like, way back when, but I believe it's also shown up in comics as well. But yeah, this is the first time we actually saw it depicted in any, you know, sort of moving pictures kind of form. And actually, that also applies to Ord Mantell as well, because it showed up in a Darth Maul comic, but this is the first time with animation or live action or anything like that. But I do think you kind of have to draw a line somewhere, so I'll draw it in the place of, it's got to be the first time ever in the Bad Batch. And so if we draw the line there, then we're at 18 out of 44 episodes, which is pretty amazing. And yeah, just a, you know, weird little stat thing that started to percolate in my head as I was thinking about the Juggernaut episode. And so I thought it would be a curious thing to look at the whole of the series so far and see where we stand on that, and thought I'd share it with you. And I hope you found it interesting as well. And one last thing I'll flag about it. A lot of these planets, we don't even know where in the galaxy they are. A lot of them have just been named, and not many of them have been identified, even in terms of, is it the outer rim? Is it the mid rim? You know, is it the colonies? Is it the core? Where is it? The expansion region? Yeah, a lot of these planets, we have no idea. So there's a lot of, like, new little mysteries that have been dropped into Star Wars storytelling as a result of the Bad Batch. Now that's what I've got for you on our deep dive episode related to and inspired by Juggernaut, which was episode 12 from season 3 of The Bad Batch, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show and you haven't yet left a rating or review on your favorite app, I hope you'll consider doing that today, and I hope you'll consider also joining or liking or subscribing or following whatever the app you have tells you that function is. And please do tell other Star Wars fans that you know about the show. Let them know this daily dose of Star Wars joy exists for them, and you also can help support its production and creation and distribution with, you know, hardly even a blink over at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.